This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, first name Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. The date of birth, March 22nd, 1952. Date of evaluation, June 3rd, correction, July 3rd, 2023. The referring physician, unknown, correction, referring physician is Dr. Theodore Swartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. The chief complaint, once again, 71-year-old African-American female who is seen for cardiovascular clearance. The HBI. The patient reports an episode of fall while at work, period. She noted that her foot got caught in a rug approximately 10 days ago. She then fell onto her left side and fractured her left arm. She had no episode of passing out, period. She had no chest pain, period. She was subsequently evaluated at Eaton Hospital emergency room and dispositioned to home with orthopedic follow-up, period. Patient had subsequent follow-up, period. She was felt to require open reduction internal fixation left humeral shaft for diagnosis S42.325D, period. Patient has continued with pain, which she rates as 10/10. It is non-radiating, period. Pain is associated with decreased range of motion, period. Her past medical history, diabetes, mixed number hypertension, mixed number left-sided CVA. The past surgical history, abdominal wounds, post-surgery period, medications, Norco 5/325, one tablet every 4 to 6 hours, PRN. Insulin Lispro, administer 8 units TID with meals subcutaneously. Humalog, generic 4, insulin Lispro, use up to 30 units daily subcutaneously. Lantus Solostar, administer 6 units sub-Q at bedtime. Losartan, 25 milligrams, 1 daily. Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, 7.5 milligrams per 0.5 ml prefill pen. Administer 0.5 ml subcutaneously once weekly. Enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 HS. Carvedilol, 3.125 milligrams BID. Jardian, 25 milligrams PO daily. Famotidine, 40 milligrams PO daily. Dexcom G6 sensor for diagnosis type 2 diabetes. Change every 10 days. Dexcom G6 transmitter. Use one transmitter every 3 months. Period. Allergies. Dawan results in rash and swelling. Vibramycin, VIBRAMYCIN. Some quote bad reactions, lisinopril, angioedema. Family history, mother had diabetes, father also had diabetes. Social history, patients denied cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use. Review of symptoms. Constitutional. She has had no weight loss or weight gain. Skin unremarkable. Eyes, she wears reading glasses. Ears unremarkable. Nose, she has sinus problems. Respiratory, no cough or shortness of breath. Cardiac, she has had lower extremity swelling slash edema, but no chest pain or apnea or PND. Gastrointestinal, she knows antacid use. She further reports laxative use for constipation. Genitourinary, she has frequency and urgency. Neurologic, she has dizziness, psychiatric, unremarkable, musculoskeletal, as per HCI. Hematologic, no easy bruising or easy bleeding, period. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 132/65, pulse 78, respiratory rate 16, height 65 inches, weight 220 pounds. In general, she is a moderately obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. ATENT, head is atraumatic, nosophagic, deeply prolonged reactive to light and accommodation, clear and square, extraocular muscles are intact, neck is supple, no adenopathy, no thyroid nucleus present, chest demonstrates normal excursion, lungs clear to auscultation and percussion, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, with a soft systolic murmur in the aortic area. There is no increased KVD, period. Abdomen is obese. No masses or tenderness noted, period. Back, no CDAT. Genitourinary deferred, rectal deferred. Extremities revealed trivial edema, period. Musculoskeletal, the left shoulder demonstrates severe tenderness. It is noted to be in a brace, period. Psychiatric, appropriate affect, period. Neuro, no focal abnormalities noted, period. The ECG demonstrates a sinus rhythm, period. There is left axis deviation, with an axis of minus 36, period. Non-specific T-wave abnormality is noted, period. The whiteblood.com, dated 6/30/2023. White count 8.5. Hemoglobin 10.6. Platelets 224. Chemistry, sodium 136, potassium 5.0, chloride 109, bicarb 22, BUN 28, creatinine 1.11, urinalysis is unremarkable. The impression, this is a 71-year-old female who suffered an industrial injury period. She had a fall while at work, resulting in a left humeral fracture period. Patient has multiple comorbidities to include history of diabetes, hypertension, and left-sided PVA, period. EKG is noted to be mildly abnormal, period. Correction, EKG is noted to be borderline abnormal, period. Patient is, however, noted to be clinically stable. She has no symptoms of dysrhythmia, congestive heart failure, or anginal symptoms, period. She is currently on low-dose beta blocker, period. She otherwise is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is therefore cleared for same. Recommendation: may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.